Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jonah Berger is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jonah is the James G. Campbell Jr. Assistant Professor of Marketing at Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, a very important school, as you know, and he's been there for a while now. He is the author of a brand new book, Contagious, Why Things Catch On. And this is a fascinating book that he's produced. And he's here to talk to us about it right now. Jonah Berger, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I was really excited to hear about your book because, you know, all of our lives, all my life, things have caught on. I remember the hula hoop. You know, we've all heard of the Beanie Babies, and what are some of the other things? The Cabbage Patch Dolls and things like that. Why do things like that catch on? It's amazing, isn't it? And these are all pre-internet things, and now we've got the internet, and things are coming at us like crazy that are catching on, and yet some things don't catch on. Why? What's the difference?
Well, I think sometimes we think about fads, like whether we think about the hula hoop or Beanie Babies, other sorts of things. But really, this is also about businesses. It's about why do some small businesses become popular? Why do some ideas take off? And why do certain political causes get lots of support?
Mm-hmm.
And what our research shows is it's not just about advertising. And unfortunately, it's not always that the best quality thing wins. It's more about social influence and word of mouth and understanding how those processes
work. So if something totally without any redeeming social value catches on. I mean, can we all agree that the Harlem Shake and Psy have no redeeming social value? Can we all agree on that? So if those things catch on, what does that say about us?
Well, social influence is a process that happens regardless of whether the thing is good or not. Sometimes people follow others and do good things. They donate money, they support causes,
absolutely,
they run in 5Ks. And other times, you know, bad things catch on, things that are not so useful, bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people.
Why is that? We get that, but why is it that both of those things catch on? Back to my question. What does that say about us? Are we like that? Do we have the good side and the bad side?
Think about, you're looking for a restaurant to go to for dinner. You're in a neighborhood of town you don't go to often, or you're in a foreign city you don't know well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look and see, well, what's a place where other people are? Because
right.
You assume that lots of other people are in that restaurant, it must be a good restaurant. And so social influence is a basic process. We follow others because we think they have useful information.
You're right about that. If you pull up to two restaurants and one's got one car in front of it and one's got 20 cars in front of it, you're going to go in the one that's busy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well
said. Definitely.
Tell us some more about how these things catch on. What about a small business? What is it about one small business that works and the other one doesn't work?
Well, so in our book, we've distilled six key principles that drive word of mouth. All businesses have realized that, you know, word of mouth is much more effective than traditional advertising.
Right.
And
increasingly every day, right? It's getting more and more like that every day.
Increasingly so. We trust our friends, but we don't trust ads. And ads are also very costly. So how can we, in a cost-effective way, build word of mouth? And that's what the book is all about, understanding what drives word of mouth, why people talk about some things rather than others, and how businesses and nonprofits can harness that to help themselves catch
mm-hmm.
on.
One of the things that I talk about in my work, Jonah, is how word of mouth, as you call it, which was where, in the old days, word of mouth meant, if I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 someones. And today we have UGC, right? We have user-generated content, which is really word of mouth on steroids, right?
It definitely increases the reach of word of mouth. But it's important to remember, not all word of mouth is online. We think about online being a lot of word of mouth, but only about 7% of word of mouth is online.
Ah, So people are still influencing others by face-to-face comments and things like that.
Oh, certainly. Think about, you know, having breakfast with your family, having lunch with your colleagues at work, or dinner, or after dinner.
I just told two people about two movies in the last hour. I told two people about two movies that I recommended that I think are great, and they'll probably go watch them.
Definitely. And so face-to-face word of mouth has a big impact, even though social media has become more important.
I like that you're saying that, Jonah, because, you know, I straddle both worlds. I came up in the old, you know, the pre-internet world, and I make my living now in the internet world. And so I know both worlds, but I remind people that face-to-face is the original social media.
It is. And, you know, and face-to-face word of mouth has been around forever. Think about, you know, when cavemen first started and we were hunting and trying to figure out what to eat and what not to eat. Word of mouth was how people communicated about where to go, where not to go, and what type of things to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And so today that's continued with both small businesses as well as large businesses.
So the key for a small business to catch on is, of course, the advertising strategy is important, the marketing strategy is important, but all of that has to be, you're not really saying it's either or, you're saying that you need both, right? You need the awareness to get people to come to start with, but then you need the undergirding, the foundation of word of mouth to make it last, right?
I think businesses often think that a place to start. Well, I got to figure out where to advertise. I got to figure out where to spend my advertising dollars. And I would suggest start with word of mouth. Yes, advertising can help you get broad awareness, but it's also pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth can be free if you understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand how to turn your customers into advocates.
So one of the things that I've seen the small businesses that have really done well, they have some kind of theater, there's something quirky about them, something different about them that makes people talk about them other than how good their rolls are or how good their meatloaf is, like if it were a restaurant or something. What do you think about that?
So in our book, we talk about six key principles that drive word of mouth.
Yep.
And one thing we talk about is social currency, how people like to talk about things that make them look good. And you're right that remarkable things are one thing that makes us look good, right? If we, in the book, I talk about a restaurant that has a $100 cheesesteak. You say $100 cheesesteak, who would pay that much for a cheesesteak? But it's so remarkable, it's so surprising that people do talk about
there,
it.
There you
the
go.
Food
we're
is good
we're
there, but
we're doing it right now. Hey, you got a website for the book, Jonah?
Yes, it's Jonah Berger, JonahBerger.com.
All right, so
and there's a free workbook up there if your listeners are interested to help them apply the concepts from the book.
All right, so check it out, folks. You didn't think you were going to get homework today, did you? Jonah Berger and I will be right back. His book is called Contagious, Why Things Catch On. And we're going to delve into those six things that he talked about, those six principles that he talked about a little bit more in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's all about for mercy, if you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.